Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio on the air. Tonight is Tuesday, August 12th, and we're going to be talking sports tonight as per usual. Just to go ahead and go through my topics for this evening. My title, football season is near, NBA season is around the corner. The off season is still rumbling, though. MLB is in the dog days of summer, and if you're an Atlanta Braves fan, guess what? We lost again. I'm not going to say we're going to get swept, but we probably are going to get swept. Hawks, what are we going to do before September? Might do something still. It's not going to be Greg Monroe, apparently. What's up with Tony Stewart? Now, there's still all these little stories, you know, saying they don't have any evidence or enough to pin anything on Mr. Tony. However, there's still something to be said about that incident. Does golf have a Tiger replacement? We know Rory McIlroy won the past weekend. That's his fourth major. He's won three tournaments in a row. Tiger's going to come back next year. Talking all these subjects and more, so if you want to, you can call 646-652-4479. If you are on your computer, laptop, or a tablet, you can log into the chat room if you're too shy to talk on the phone with me. I'm actually going to go ahead and launch the chat room real quick. But you have to be online to do that, obviously. Uh-oh, let's see. Did it work? Technical difficulties. Here we go. In the meantime, for all those who are in the Atlanta Hawks Nation Facebook page, definitely you should be tuning in. Earlier today, we were talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers and some of the moves that they're making and planning to make. Within a week, they'll have Kevin Love, but a lot of people are putting them as a number one team in the East. I beg to differ, because you can't have a number one team with three people. And the Big Three in Miami found that out, right? They're basically playing 3-12. You can't win like that. So how is Cleveland going to do it? And LeBron is 5 years older. So that's just my thing as far as Cleveland Cavaliers and what they're doing there. Going back to the Falcons, training camp is upon us. Falcons have had their first preseason game, that is. Team looked good, you know. Defensively, you know, it is what it is. It's preseason. You're not going to have a lot going on there. But offensively, they look pretty sharp. I enjoy watching the guys out there. It was good to see Roddy out there. I think this week we'll get to see Julio for the first time, hopefully. So call in and talk about the Falcons, 646-652-4479. Again, the Atlanta Hawks. What is our final lineup going to be? Are we going to make any more moves? We still have money. You know, are we going to let that money sit until the All-Star break and maybe pull off somebody off the, I don't know, the Heat per se? Or we're going to throw some more money out there for one more play. Don't know. And going back to the Braves one more time, Braves get beat again. They play Washington again. And I said this a couple of weeks ago. At the end of the day, the Braves can't hit. They won't hit. And when they hit, it's very inconsistent. You can't – and baseball is even more important. Even though you have as many games as they do, you cannot just be as – inconsistent as they are and expect to win when you have all kind of other teams that can hit the ball left and right, or at least be consistent and hitting with runners in scoring position. I'll put it to like that. So that's a little bit for the show tonight. 646-652-4479. Go ahead and give us a chance to talk about what you want to talk about in sports. I did mention golf. I threw it in there. I'm not going to put croquet or badminton in tonight, okay? So if you want to talk about that, I'm sorry. I'm discriminating against badminton and croquet and all those kind of sports, okay? Be reminded, and I'll go ahead and throw my plugs in for tonight in case I forget later. Check out my website, www.intmworldwide.com. Everything is on there in regards to my initial company that I created years ago now. I do a lot. I don't do as much as I used to. My dad has cancer, so I'm taking the chill pill on certain things. Things are back up and running because people keep asking me to do stuff, and when people are serious, stuff happens. Like this particular client in Atlanta who's an artist, her name is Tiana. I just finished, well, I'm not finished with her officially, but her website is almost done. She's a really beautiful woman. She can sing. Shout out to Mr. Celebrity there in Atlanta. You'll be seeing that website pretty soon. I'll post a link on my website for that as well. I also have started Innovative Enterprises, where I have a lot of business services I'm going to go ahead and put back out there, whether it be web creation, web content writing, article writing, things of that nature, business consulting on all tangents. If you want to know more, you can call 706-393-8426 and get more information about that. So let's get back to sports talk. Let's see, which one I want to pick out first. Let's see. Let's see here. Oh, wait. I don't even want to get into that because if this police officer pulls me over, bad things will happen. So let's not get into that subject matter, please. All right, let's talk about the Hawks. Okay, yeah, let's talk about the Hawks and the proposed position that they're going to end up in the East this year. And somehow just people just, I know, and like I said, I posted this just the other day on the Atlanta Hawks Nation Facebook page that this year was going to be the most important year in Hawks history because we have to either, as a city, fans, and then as the team itself, change the culture of what Atlanta has been for such a long time for the team to be ignored, for the fans to be ignored as a constant threat in the East and to even be viable as an NBA team for the most part, even though, yes, we've been to the playoffs 7 years, and that's a lot more than certain teams have been in the last 10 years, technically. At the end of the day, when you don't get out the second round of the playoffs ever in team history in 40 years of being in the NBA, that doesn't leave a good taste in your mouth, and it goes into why people don't want to really maybe come here sometimes, or, you know, you see the Lenny Wilkins era, and man, won a lot of games, but, you know, at the end of the day, there are just a lot of games. You have to win the playoffs. So, you know, we have a team now that I believe is truly a team. We have a coach now that is the best coach we've had probably since Fratello, for all intents and purposes, okay, in regards to, you know, consistency, work ethic and all that kind of stuff. Yes, you know, Bud has only coached 1 year, but consider what he went through. First year coming off, getting rid of Josh, you know, basically the Al era is starting, then Al goes down, and then after Al goes down, we lose everybody at some point in the season for a period of time. In total, 180 games gone, you know. And the team still won 38 games. We still got to the first round of the playoffs, and we took Indiana to 7. Other teams, what would have happened if they had lost 180 games to injury? Just think about that. And we were in the 8th spot. And from what a lot of people are saying, the pundits are saying, we're not going to do any better than 7th this year. And so far, from what I checked, we have Al and Paul and Kyle Korver and Teague and Junkyard and Teach, the rookies, Payne. Jaws is in his second year. Mack is back. Mike Damscott's back. Everybody's back. So I don't see how we can just go from 8th to 7th, even in the East. What goes, at the end of the day, are you really, you know, just so overjoyed about Washington? John Wall might not want to play this year because he didn't get on the Olympic squad. You didn't think about that, did you? And you got to throw injuries out there. You know, the Hawks have the injuries this year. What if some of the other teams in the East have injuries? Is Charlotte really going to be better? I mean, let's make those considerations before, you know, you're just announcing that the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to win the NBA championship in 2014-2015 season. I just don't think it's reasonable. The Bulls are a top team if Rose is truly healthy. And then, and people forget about this, just because he's healthy doesn't mean he's going to play well. And it definitely doesn't mean that the team's going to have, what is it called, continuity. You know, it doesn't mean that. There's not no guarantees in that. You know, you got Toronto. You know, they'll be an interesting team to look at. You know, I don't believe anything the Nets are going to do. Okay. And then, of course, there's Indiana. Unfortunately, Paul is not going to play this year. I don't see them doing anything. So the Hawks have as much shot as being one of the top three teams in the East as anybody else. You know, we thought it was wide open last year. I think it's wide open this year now, too. And that's mostly because of what LeBron did. You know, so big. Oh, did I even mention Miami? I didn't, did I? There's a reason for that. So that's Hawks talk for now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick little break. I'm going to see if some of the folks from Atlanta Hawks Nation or people in general, if you're listening in, 646-652-4479. You can leave a message on Atlanta Hawks Nation. Maybe you're at work. That's what someone told me the other day. I'd call in if I was at work. Well, leave a message. I'll shout you out, say what your message is. If you're on a computer, you have the link, which means you can go to the chat room, which I'm going to go just to make sure there's nobody in there so far. Nope, it's just me. And you can leave a message in there, and I'll give you a shout-out. So there's all kinds of different ways to make a comment, question, feeling about your sports team. Again, this is myself being an Atlanta fan. It's Atlanta tuned. But I'll talk about anything. It doesn't matter to me. 646-652-4479. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poetry styles, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson the Lala. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, tricks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLETT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I let me prove it? Whoa, let me step back, that sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am, some may call me silent, even quiet. but definitely not Wyatt. Herb, this ain't the Wild Wild West, not if I was Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part two of competition. Microphone, my rubber choice, please don't get it twisted if you miss it. Turn on the television, to in the 1079, get the ADC late edition. Forgotten my name, let me tell you how it's spelled. I-N-T-E-L-L-E-C-T, hit me on my email. Yeah, ATL is where I dwell.
And on that note, I am back. Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, right? August 12th. Yes, it's Tuesday. Losing count of my days, folks. It's been a long couple of weeks trying to handle things, keeping all different kind of projects on point. And in the midst of that, take care of my dad. Actually, we're going to the hospital tomorrow morning. So that's going to be another little thing. So that being said, I do appreciate those who have tuned in, and I'm glad if you're listening in and you're enjoying it, that's great. For those that you're tuned in and it's time for you to call in, do it before 14 minutes from now, because I will end the show at the bottom of the hour because I have a conference call that I must make. I actually had planned to do an extra 15 minutes tonight, to talk more in detail, about the Hawks and the Falcons in particular, as I've, you know, technically I've given up on the Atlanta Braves. I mean, the Atlanta Braves, I'll just go into it, will have to win like 15 in a row, like seriously, to give themselves the opportunity to win the division, because they're not going to win the wild card. They would literally have to, from August 12th now, they'll just have to win out until September, literally, to give themselves the best shot. And even with that, they still might not win. So it is what it is with the Atlanta Braves, and, you know, one day, one year, they're actually going to get a real hitter. I mean, like I said, why weren't they thinking about it before Chipper retired? I just don't get it. I don't understand it. But that's a whole other story. I don't want to waste time on the Braves. But the Falcons and the Hawks definitely should be taking all of our attention at this point. New seasons, you know, new stadium, Falcons, excuse me, coming up. In a few years, you know, can the Falcons win the championship to get into that new stadium with? I think it would be a pleasant thing, I'll just say mildly, for that to happen, to usher in a true new era. If Matt can get a ring for the team in between now and 2017. Of course, more than likely, Matt's going to finish his career here. Looks like Roddy is. You know, so, you know, the new stable of running backs, you know, they'll be here for a minute. And then however long Julio hopefully can play here. If he does, you know, stupid, crazy numbers, of course, you know, that tug of money, but I think they will do it. And then just keep our defensive core, you know, whatever that comes out to be, because there's a lot of question marks a little bit in regards to linebackers and things of that nature. But I think some people are going to step up. And then we're not going to have as many injuries. I'm going to just say we're not going to have as many injuries as we did last year. That, again, the Hawks and the Falcons, somehow in the same year, that was their year to have all those injuries. If it doesn't happen this year, the Hawks and the Falcons are going to have a good year. Okay, let me go back through my topics. Sorry for losing my voice a little bit. I've been doing a lot. I had a workshop earlier this evening, and doing a lot. I did some volunteer work earlier this morning in the heat, so I'm kind of drained a little bit, so do excuse me. Tony Stewart. Okay. My contention is from seeing the video myself, and I know it was dark and everything, but for some reason I just have an inference that, you know, some of the other cars that were in the same vicinity before he got hit could have hit him too, and they didn't. So that's my only thing about that. And like I said, they're talking about talking to experts and dirt track and drivers and all this kind of stuff. And then they're asking for videos from other people who were there as well, if you've noticed. So I still think that at the end of the day, no matter what, Tony's going to have to answer with some kind of something. I don't know if it's going to be jail time necessarily, but you know, I think on the Herd, on ESPN, they mentioned that, you know, just because he's not charged with a criminal crime, he could still be legally sued on the other tangent of being, you know, responsible in some way, just like OJ did. You know, he didn't get found guilty of killing, But he got found guilty. He was found, you know, he had to cough up some cash. You see what I'm saying? Because a person died. If this person, you know, broke a leg, collarbone, something like that, yeah. But the person is not here anymore. And that's pretty much as bad as you can get. You know, and now, you know, on the other hand, they're saying, God shouldn't have come out of his car. You know, now you would never imagine really on a NASCAR track that someone would come out of a car, though probably it's happened, but at least it's on a caution and all that kind of good stuff. But there's no hard, fast rule still, for whatever reason, to not come out of your car. That probably changes now. Unless your car is on fire, this is what everybody's been saying, unless your car is on fire, you're going to burn to death, you're going to stay in your car until the you know, fire truck and all that kind of stuff or ambulance come and get you and help you out, because you still have race cars going around. And, you know, I did notice, you know, when the guy came out, you know, no one was slowing down. That was another crazy thing about it. I mean, people were going pretty much full speed, you know, and maybe that's just because of the whole dirt track thing or whatnot. But, you know, Tony has that little edge. He's always had it. And I don't know. I just, the intention and the other thing that Colin Cowherd said was we'll never know actually true intention. It's hard to prove that to an extent in this particular case as far as a race or whatever. But I still think at 1 a.m. I still think there was something to it, you know, because everybody else got out the way. So that's my little spill on him. Tiger Woods, let's talk Tiger a little bit. And, again, you can call in 646-652-4479. You can join me in the chat room if you're on your laptop, computer, and or tablet. And or you can leave me a message if you are one of the fans on the Atlanta Hawks Nation page. Throw a message out there. I'll read it. I'll read it online, on the show. I'll even type back. I'll even respond back. Let's see. Actually, let me check stuff. Yavaris is talking about the Bleacher Report that Monroe is going to sign a qualifying offer for $5-something million. He also mentioned something about Arthur Blank. I guess he's watching Hard Knocks on HBO. Good that the Falcons did that this year. We've gotten some really good clips so far. It's really cool. And that's everything up to date on the Atlanta Hawks page. So what was I saying? Tiger Woods. Stick a fork in him, he's done. That's what some people are saying. I'm not going to say this year definitely I don't think he should have came back early, and that's plainly evident now. He shouldn't have came back. He should have went on and just sucked it up and just like gone, because it's been what, 6 years since his last major anyway. Who cares? He needed to go ahead and take as long as he needed to be completely healthy instead of trying to rush back. And then after the spasms, he shouldn't have come back the week after. That just didn't make any sense to me. But Tiger is just 38. So on the basis that you had Nicholas, who kept winning after his 40s, you got Mickelson is out there. Phil was runner-up last weekend, and I think he's 43. So, and like I say, with golf, age doesn't really matter that much. As long as you can hit the ball and you got some concentration, you can still play until you're 100, right? So Tiger still has, you know, we're talking about the majors, and he's four away from tying. You have to win five to break it, as far as Mr. Nicholas goes. There's four majors a year. So you multiply, you know, how long will Tiger continue to be a competitive golfer? He's 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43. Let's just say five more years, 20 majors. Tiger has to win five of them in that period of time. Now, for the fact he hasn't won any in almost 6 years, that doesn't bode well for him. But at the same time, what if he does get his concentration back? What if he does become completely healthy? In that particular case, technically he would only need to win, what, one a year, right? In 5 years, if he continues to play that long. So it's still an outside shot that he can do it. And even with all the new competition that's out there and everything like that, we're talking about, you know, four majors a year. That's a lot of golf. You know, he's going to play other tournaments other than just the four majors, of course. But shoot, last year he won 5 tournaments. He just didn't win a major, you know. So I think it's there. You know, I'm not going to, you know, stick that proverbial fork in him just yet. I just need to see him completely healthy and then see where his mind is at. Because the reason Tiger was such a big deal is that he had more focus than anybody on the planet freaking Earth when it came to golf. You know, that's what it just came down to. And, you know, with all his incidents and everything like that and then the injuries, you know, that wears on anybody after a period of time. You know, heck, think about Michael Jordan. 3 championships in a row, and then the next 3 championships in a row. Yes, and we know in the middle of that also had something to do with his father as well, and again, that played a part into it. When you have major tragic things happen, you know, it's hard. When you're talking about the level that he is competing at, you know, golf is no joke when you're, you know, playing for that much money and you got sponsors paying for stuff and things of that nature. It's a lot of pressure. So that's my Tiger Woods camp for the night. I got about 5 minutes because I am going to end the show on time tonight. Let's see if I can sneak in something else here. Let's see. I'm scrolling. Just give me a moment. I already talked about NASCAR. Look, I've talked about NASCAR, golf, and you know, the off badminton reference. Let's see. All right, nothing on the Atlanta Hawks page. Like I said, I guess everybody goes at 11 o'clock in Atlanta. I guess that's how y'all do in the A now. I used to be in Miami. I don't ever think I was in the bed before 2 o'clock in the morning. That's just me. All right, so 3 minutes left in the show. I will reiterate the show's topics for tonight. I really was hoping to get some interesting calls tonight. But that's what it is. You know, you still do shows on as much as a regular basis as you can. As I mentioned, I don't do as many shows as I used to or regular because of what's going on with my dad. I'm really busy taking care of him on a daily basis, trying to get him healthy. So that means that other stuff gets sacrificed a lot. FYI, I will start doing some business shows soon. I do webinars on a periodic basis, but I think I'm going to do a radio show based on business in general, either starting businesses, existing businesses, helping with certain aspects of business, and it's just kind of seeing who's doing what out there, if anything. And, you know, why would someone actually even want to be in business? Again, visit my website, www.imtnworldwide.com, and click on commentary. I have a lot of different articles in regards to just life in general, earning money, what we've been doing for the last 50 years, you know, and how it equates into having a family nowadays, you know. So check that out. And, again, if you got any questions or you need any help with something, call 706-393-8426 and get right in touch with me. If you miss me, leave a voicemail. I can't answer the phone all the time because sometimes I'll be eating. And my phone is not waterproof, so I can't have it in the shower. So that's going to be the show tonight. I'm going to go ahead and end it. If you want to call in next time, the number is 452-4479. Chat room is always going to be available as long as I remember to cut it on. I do enjoy trying to do as many shows as I can. And like I said, over the next couple of weeks, depending on, you know, circumstances, I'll try to increase the regularity of the show. But for tonight, that's it. Go Hawks, go Braves, go Falcons, go Dream. I forgot about the Dream. See, none of the ladies again are calling in. Don't know why. I can't talk about the Dream unless girls call in. That's what it's going to be. If a girl calls in, I'll talk about the Dream. Anyway, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care and good night.